One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Let's sing 112, and that's an invitation song. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Sing,
hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, you heavy laden,
come on to me and rest.
Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden,
and bring me
every care,
and
come unto me.
I will give you rest, yes, I'll give you rest.
Take my yoke upon me. Disappointed, just wandering here and there, dragging the old chains of doubt, all loaded down with care. Do unholy feelings struggle right in your breast? You better bring your case to Jesus. He will give you the rest. Come on. That third one too in this year and day of unbelief and folks making fun of hell. Sing the third one now.
Stumbling on the mount, dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit, hell's consuming flame,
by the power of
this is a season when some of our people are gone, and I hope they all get back safely. But Parker and Miss Parker are still here, so we'll have you to sing a song or two. All right.
In a world filled with pleasure, we're tempted and tried. The more we have here on this earth, the less we're satisfied. The everything that's lasting comes from on high. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by.
I'll stand for Jesus, let the world go by. I'll claim his promise, he will supply. We'll walk together, the Lord and I. I'll stand for Jesus, let the world go by. When it's time to depart from this old body of mine, I don't wanna own one thing I can't leave behind. I wanna be free to sail through the skies. That's why I'm walking with Jesus. Let the world go by. I'll stand for Jesus. Let the world go by. I'll claim his promise, he will supply. We'll walk together, the Lord and I. Now stand for Jesus, let the world go by. Now stand for Jesus, let the world go by.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art Father, Christ our Savior, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine.
Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love finds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Joyful, joyful, Lord of glory, God of glory, Lord of glory. Hearts unto the sun before thee, opening to the sun above.
All right, I like that, don't you? I'll tell you what, I believe people ought to sing on Saturday night. Every night. Bible said, let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. Never will forget the old man took his preacher's son. He wasn't a preacher then, but he said, I wonder if Brother Olaf will sing back on my tent days. And said, I wonder if Brother Olaf will sing tonight. He said, I hope not. Preacher said, I hope. I mean, the daddy said, I hope not. I can't stand his singing. Well, he said, Pete said, I like your singing, Dad. I finally got near to the tent that night, driven I don't know how far across East Texas. He said, Dad, you reckon really he'll sing tonight? Said, if he's breathing, he'll be singing. Well, that's right. All right. Everything I have good tonight and everything I have real tonight, I got it by faith. Everything. I've been to school 19 years of my life. I have to announce that sometimes in order to let the people know I've been to school. Because they say you sound so countrified. Brother, God's truths are simple. Second, God's truths are revealed. That's reading the King James Version. Doesn't bother me a bit. If God didn't reveal it, I couldn't learn it anyhow. I couldn't understand Ned in the first reader. If there's truth in it, truth is a revelation. Whom the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Oh, they said, John the Baptist, one of the brothers. Whom say ye? Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. You didn't get that at Baylor University. Flesh and blood did not reveal. You know why? Flesh and blood can't reveal. There's not one thing in me that'll reveal anything. I may speak until I'm dead with old age. I may give out a lot of different words and use up my little vocabulary, but unless the Holy Spirit reveals it, you'll walk out in darkness like you came in. The revelation. The book of Revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to speak on the little word M-E-M-O-R-Y. A curse or a blessing? As you grow older, you're going to be walking down memory's lane. People are going to remind you, you remember me. I knew you 55 years ago. The memory that you're going to have is going to either be a blessing or it's going to be a curse. When I was coming up, the word senile hadn't been invented. People got old without getting senile. We might have said they're a little forgetful. Now they call them senile. We talk about hardening of the arteries. I'd rather have hardening of the arteries than hardening of the heart. That's what's killing America. We got a tough bunch of people in this country. Mechanical, superficial, synthetic, plastic, just veneer, stuff on the outside, down inside. You say, are you predicting? No, I'm just simply saying, I believe that the next 8 years in American life is going to test the spiritual fiber of every saint of God. The financiers, Wall Street, and all the rest of them, stock markets, all predicting the crater, the crumbling, the failing. That ought not to bother a Christian. I got a friend that went for 42 months and never saw one blade of grass growing. He never walked in a garden. And while the bones of cows and people bleached in the sun, he had catering service twice a day. That's right. You say, you don't think you're Elijah. Nope, don't have to be Elijah. I don't want to be Elijah. I wouldn't be insulted if somebody accused me of being Elijah. That'd be a compliment. Or one of the Old Testament prophets. But I tell you one thing. I'm tied on to the same one that delivered his 2 meals a day. Of course, some of you'd be awful upset if you didn't bring 3. Oh, I hear people say, well, I got to have my 3 squares. That's in your square, too. Children of Israel walked every day, got 2 meals a day. Manna from heaven fell. They were not sick. You know when they got sick? When they complained about their menu. You girls, boys, all of you. Oh boy, you come in here and you get cut off of potato chips and Fritos and shoestring grease and all that kind of stuff and hog meat and stuff. And you said, I just hate this stuff. You know, this food they serve. Reckon why you're so pretty now. Reckon why your eyes sparkle, your complexion's so good. Reckon why everybody comes out of here and said, I never saw such healthy looking people in all of my life. We don't give you what you want, give you what you need. Our Heavenly Father does. Oh, brother, you run them out. You know, everybody born with wantitis, they usually die with it. Wantitis will kill you quick. I want this. I want, during the Christmas time, what do you want? What do you want? What'd you get? Not what'd you give. Brother, what about your memory? Is it going to be blessed or wretched? The quartet, they sang that lovely song. What sins are you talking about? You know what's killing people? There's only three things that could hurt you. The past, the present, and the future. I've got a Savior that'll take care of all three of them in one way. Who delivered us from so great a death, who doth deliver, in whom we trust he will yet deliver. That's present, past, and future. That's what's killing people. You know what hurts your present? Your past and worried about the future. Give us this year our yearly bread. Nope. Give us this day our daily bread. Turn to Genesis chapter 8. I want to speak tonight on the subject God remembered. I wonder if there's anybody in the building that could say honestly, I never did forget anything. Brother, climb up to 67 and say that, and I'll make you president of the Liars Club. Oh, brother. You know, there are two things that I've always had a fear of in my ministry. One of them is forgetting about a funeral or a marriage. Those two things have sort of haunted me. And when people say, Brother Wolf, I don't mean to bother you, but I want to remind you, Miss Hyde, I want to remind you. I said, oh, thank you. Keep me reminded. Don't hesitate. Brother, all of us need each other's help. Well, I wouldn't overlook anything important, but I may forget it. And how unkind people could be. But I want to give you a number of things, and just exactly what the Lord's trying to say to me, I'm going to trust Him to tell me while I'm preaching. But I went over these verses today in the book of Genesis. We're going to begin reading in chapter 8. Now, you know the story of an old man that must have been the outstanding psycho case of his day. That may have been before psychiatry was invented, but I'll get our psycho wards. But his name was Noah. Now, the one thing that made him different from everybody else, he really believed God. God came and said, Noah, the end is here. He said, yes, sir. I believe it. He said, judgment is sure because sin is real and there's going to be one safe place to hide. Now, brother, that's the gospel right there. Sin real, judgment sure, you got to find a hiding place. And God told him to build an ark. And so he set his hands. And I tell you what, if we could really see Noah's day and grasp it by, we'd see our day again. Violence covered the face of the earth. Imaginations of the heart of man, evil always, continually. The Bible said when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, they chose them, W-I-V-E-S, wives. And then the Bible said they hatched out men of renown. We're living in that day. Boy, we got renowned men living. You talk about scientific giants. You talk about educated. You talk about great preachers and so forth across and around the world, and great machines like the 747 and the spaceships and all that. I mean, we got men of renown now. Brother, they're just... But they haven't brought us to the Lord. They haven't saved the home. They haven't done anything with the children. And so God, notice, in chapter 8, and it'll be verse 1, and God remembered Noah. God did not forget. Number one, I want to present the only person that never forgot anything, except the thing that worries me the most. That's right. God built him a sea one time. Big sea. Had to be a big one. I know he dug out the basin for the Atlantic and Pacific and the Great Lakes. And I know that he raised up the majestic mountains and Pikes Peak and all the rest of it. But according to my Bible, he dug him a sea. It's a some sea. You know what the name of it is? The sea of his forgetfulness. You know what he puts in there? All the sins that are put under the blood of Jesus. That's the reason the singer's saying, what sins are you talking about? Oh, it's easy for an old sinner to run up to the Lord and say, Lord, I tell you, you know, I've done terrible. He said, what? Why? You've heard me talk about my mother. Boy, she had a sweet forgetter. When the Lord called me to preach, I was the meanest boy in the family. That's right. I'm not bragging about that. My mother cried more. My daddy wept. I mean, my daddy was concerned and burdened about me. And my old tongue got crooked and nasty and my old heart dirty. And I didn't want to live, you know, like just like a lot of you knuckleheads. I thought, oh, man, I wish I could get away from here. Boy, my dad give me a good razor strap or board meeting or mulberry limb meeting, and I'd said, I need to leave home. What am I doing around here? I've gone around behind the house, and I've pounded and pitched a pity party, and I've said, man, listen, nobody else in the community gets whipped like I mean. We have to work hard. The roll-off boys have to work hard, and everybody else, they're out there playing ball. I'm chopping weeds down in the and Johnson grass and bull nettles and everything. Here I am! Of course, that was before I knew anything about child abuse. And so, man, I'll run. Huh? Can you imagine little old ignorant, scared, nervous? Why, listen, I was scared as soon as sundown came. Boy, just as soon as the sun went down, man, I was inside looking out or close to my... I was scared, nervous. I was a nervous wreck. My daddy would, and one of my jobs was to bring in the kindling or the cobs to build a fire with. Boy, just about 8:30, because that's bedtime, maybe 8, wintertime, my daddy'd stretch his old neck like a wild turkey and look around there. Lester? I said, yes, sir. He said, where's the kindling? I said, I forgot it. Go get it. I said, Melvin, come go with me. Melvin said, oh, go back. I said, Edel, come go with me. Edel said, oh, nothing going to get you. Get on that. I said, no. Mama, oh, have compassion. Now, Melvin, you know Lester's scared of the dark. And boy, I was. Now, see, the dark never did hurt me, but it nearly made me hurt myself a bunch of times.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today was entitled, God Remembered. Now, to receive that message on a CD, ask for offer number RO647. God Remembered is the title. To receive the CD, simply ask for the offer number 647 and include $10 for shipping and handling. And we'd like to have today's date. Also, the call letters to this radio station. Here is the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. and to use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. The special offer for the month of June is God Bless America. Some of the songs heard on the music CD are God Bless America, We've Heard Footsteps, Lord, to Be Used of Thee, I Want That Mountain, and many, many more. Simply write to us and ask for the CD entitled God Bless America, and the offer number is RO822, and include $10 to help with shipping and handling. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. To use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Again, the offer is God Bless America, offer number RO822. The credit card number again, it's a toll-free number, by the way, 1-800-772-7507. And our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff here at the Roloff Ministries, wishing you a wonderful day, and we're looking forward now to being with you again the next time we broadcast here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea.